Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Male. My name is Alan Gygax, and today I want to talk about the new look that our union is getting, or the new social dynamic, I guess you would call it, where things are changing in the union. You know, we always just vote yes on the contract, and now there's this big movement to do otherwise. And at my local level, I keep hearing from the good old boys that, oh, this is the way we've always done it. And now waves are being made and people are saying, me in particular, that no, the way we've always done it is not okay. That's not what's in the bylaws or in the election rules or whatever it happens to be. So what's going on? What has changed? Why has it always been the status quo to just do whatever the higher-ups say? Well, I think I have a handle on what it is. It's us. It's you, and it's me. And what I mean by that more specifically is it is the democratization of information. You know, until social media and until podcasting and YouTube and ways that regular folks like you and me could disseminate information, the only way you could get information was from the good old boys, from the powers that be, from the people who were already in charge. You know, imagine if ADA arbitration, Classes of Male, delivering solidarity on the workroom floor, the hothouse, the tallest nail, if all these podcasts didn't exist, the only podcast that would exist would be You Are the Current Resident, because there used to be all these barriers to entry. There used to be all these things standing in the way of someone getting their message out. You essentially needed a built-in platform. So you might get a podcast or some other media from postal headquarters or from NALC headquarters, but you certainly wouldn't get it from the rank and file, and now we are getting it. If the only place people could get information about the contract was in that mailer that got sent to people's homes, then yeah, people are going to vote yes because they don't have access to any other information. If the only place that you could read about the contract was in the postal record, yeah, you read the postal record and it's going to say, hey, the president's doing a great job and everything up here is great and you should just vote thumbs up. But it's not that way anymore. Now, you go onto social media, you go into an NALC Facebook page, and there's a lot of upset people out there, and they're upset with cause. And before social media, and before things like this podcast, those people simply didn't have a voice. They would get shouted down at the union meetings. They would not be given any kind of voice on a national level. You know, they could complain to their coworkers, and that was about it. But now we have this voice. And I'll tell you, on a personal level, at my union, in my local, it really seems like nobody has bothered to read these rules before. You know, so I just had a dispute with our branch secretary, the goodest, oldest, good old boy. And he's the one who keeps saying, well, we've done it this way for 30 years. And like, yeah, dude, that's the problem, is nobody's bothered to crack open this rule book in 30 years. So we've got these charges against Michael and me. My running mate and I got charges for talking about our election chair, and he's a branch trustee, on this podcast. And so that is federally protected speech. There are labor laws that specifically protect being critical of union officers. And they also, even NALC policy prohibits issuing discipline for engaging in protected activity. But anyway, so these charges that were brought against us, there's no actual rule cited in the charges, but they do reprint Article 10 in their charges against us just to kind of give it some bulk. And Article 10 is the article that lays out like how charges work. And in Article 10, there is a pretty straightforward process. First, the charges are presented, and that happened at our last branch meeting. The secretary, in this case, read out the charges. And then the president appoints a three-person committee. And that happened at the last meeting. And then the committee investigates the charges. They investigate the people on both sides. They talk to people on both sides. They gather evidence. And the intent is to put together this report. This is all really straightforward. Well, also in that is both parties have the right to cross-examine any witnesses against them, anybody who makes statements, and they have a chance to like look at and rebut any evidence. All of this happens with the committee before they bring, you know, their results to the branch meeting, to the next branch meeting. Well, the way our branch had been doing it is, oh, and then, well, let me finish that out. So then when you get to the meeting, first the committee gives their report, and then the defendant, the person against whom the charges were brought, speaks, and then everybody votes. So the defendant has this opportunity to present themselves or defend themselves against the committee's findings. And this is a process that definitely favors the defendant, but that's kind of the way it should be. You know, that's okay. I don't begrudge that. We're bringing charges against the election chair, and he'll be able to stand up there and say whatever after the committee makes its finding. The thing that we're really excited about, Michael and I, is the chance to cross-examine him and to finally get questions answered about what happened with our election. You know, to be able to ask him, like, well, who ordered these ballots? The ballots that came out, a big chunk of them, standard class. Who decided that there wouldn't be posted, you know, is this what we ordered? All these different questions that he has neglected to answer, we finally get to ask those questions, and that's very exciting. So anyway, the way the branch had been doing it is the cross-examination, the back and forth, was essentially happening as a debate at the meeting. And that is not what it says in Article 10. And they printed Article 10 in their charges of me. And then, you know, I'm reading them and saying, like, dude, this is not the way our branch has done it. The process is really simple. The committee does all the investigating. We ask each other questions. Then the committee presents, and then the defendant speaks, and then we vote. And so this whole back and forth, the last time there were charges at our branch, the person charging spoke for like 10 minutes, and then the president spoke in his defense in 10 minutes. And then the charging person spoke for 5 minutes. Then the defense spoke for 5 minutes. And like, dude, that is not what's in the Constitution. And so I brought this to the attention of the president and the secretary. And I'm like, hey, you know, whatever you guys did last time, I'm not okay with that. I want to abide by what's in the Constitution. And the branch president gets all wishy-washy. He's like, well, if you guys want to do it this way or that way, you know, whatever. And like, no, dude, it's not whatever. This is what's in the NALC Constitution. We don't just get to pick and choose. And then I just had another conversation, and the branch secretary essentially told me the same thing. And then I had, you know, I asked them, like, the secretary will call me and he'll say, hey, you know, this is the way we're going to do it. You're going to speak, then the other person's going to speak, and it'll go back and forth. And I say, no, man, that's not the way it says in Article 10. He says, well, I know what I'm doing. I said, dude, I'm looking at Article 10 right now. I'll read it to you. That's not what's in there. Well, just because it's not in there doesn't mean that's not the way it's done. We've been doing it this way for a long time. And I'm like, yeah, man, we had that problem with the election. Did you learn nothing from the election? That just because we've been doing it that way, that doesn't make it the right way. We have to actually abide by what's in our bylaws and what's in our Constitution. And so we have this back and forth. And at one point he actually said to me, oh, I know what this is about. You just want to win because we're going to redo the election. And while, yes, of course, I want to win my race in the election, if you've been listening to this show for 100+ episodes, you know who I am at this point. That I want, like he asked me, what do you want to get out of all of this? And I said, I want the branch to abide by the bylaws. And dude, if you've been listening to this for a while, you know that's the truth. You know that's who I am. So we have this big back and forth, me and the branch secretary, the goodest, oldest, good old boy. And, you know, he says at one point, well, if you guys, you know, it doesn't matter. Anyway, today I get a call as I record this today. What is today? Thursday, I think. Yeah, Thursday the 26th, Boxing Day. And he says, well, there is no, like, he can't find where it says that you're supposed to add all this stuff on Article 10 and do these weird back and forth. And so we'll just do Article 10 like it says in the Constitution. And guys, that is such a victory to actually have the goodest, oldest boy call me and say, we're going to abide by what's in the Constitution. It's pretty amazing. And so that would not have happened if it weren't for, to get back to the whole point of this episode, if it weren't for classes of mail, if it weren't for me coming on here and reading the Constitution and reading the bylaws and knowing what's actually supposed to be done. I really honestly think, guys, that before I read the rules for elections on classes of mail, that nobody at the branch, literally nobody at the branch, had read them. Because if you look at the way they ran the election, sure doesn't seem like they read those rules. So that's the beauty of it. You know, when Corey Walton does his education about things like using covert techniques for discipline out on the street, that empowers us. That takes that power away from management and gives it to us. And it takes the power away from the good old boys in the union who've gotten comfortable running everything and making all the decisions and not giving a shit about what the rest of us think. It takes the power away from them and brings it back to us. You know, I've had Tyler Vassar on here. I've had C. Moline on here. I've had John Murphy on here. And all of them talk this talk about we need to be a rank and file union. Right now we are a business union where the people at the top are just concerned about getting that money and don't spend too much money and just grow those coffers and they get their nice salaries. A rank and file union comes from the ground up with worry about what's on the workroom floor. And that's what's happening with all these podcasts, with all this social media, with the YouTube, with TikTok, with people like John Murphy who are putting TikToks out there to let people know what their rights are. That's what this movement is all about. And I am so glad that you guys are on this journey with me, that you guys are learning your rights at the same time I am, because I am not going to settle for being pushed around by the good old boys anymore. They don't have a monopoly on information anymore. They can't just stand up there and say, well, I know the way it's done. I've been doing this for 30 years. It doesn't mean you've been doing it right. What's in the bylaws is what's supposed to be done. And if you're not doing that, then you're not doing right. So that is my message for today. Guys, keep listening. I love getting your emails. I love getting your messages. I actually got a phone call from a carrier in California the other day. Who called to talk about the podcast a little bit. And man, it made my day to hear that it's having this positive impact and that it's empowering people. And guys, it means the world to me. That's the whole point. You know, it started out with making you discipline proof. And then it was about like turning the tables on management. And we're going to learn how they do their job. And then it's about within our own union, making sure that our union does the right things. We treat each other the right way. And that mission is going to continue. Knowledge is power. So that's all I have for today, guys. Thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you all next time.